Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on Wednesday morning. The Packers, fresh off of their first open practice of OTAs, open to the media at least. The big headline, of course, is no Aaron Rodgers. And then after that, the headline is, where are the wide receivers? Where'd they go? Guys, come on. Get on the same page with Jordan Love. I kid. I don't doubt for a moment that there is a little bit of coordination here. I know Matt was asked about it and said there was no indication given to him, but you're not going to tell the coach, right? And I do think these guys are going to follow Devontae's lead, and I would suspect Devontae was like, it's voluntary, man. I ain't showing up. That's just guesswork on my part, but it's May. It's voluntary. I don't think it's that big a deal. I've already seen people in my mentions going ham on the wide receivers and the need to be there. Like, yo, chill. The other headline this morning is the restructuring of Dean Lowry's contract. Got a video up about that on the YouTube page if you want to check it out. Sum up, it's not that big a deal as far as I wouldn't expect this is for some other move. It's mostly housekeeping and something that Brian Gutekunst mentioned was going to be going on all offseason, addressing more contracts, dealing with not only creating cap space this year, but dealing with a two-year window of a cap crunch that they'll undoubtedly be working through for the next 18 months or so. So no, I don't expect this to be a precursor to a trade for a certain wide receiver in Atlanta or some kind of big free agent signing, just creating a little space so they have some heading into the season. I think there'll be other moves as well. I would keep an eye on Adrian Amos. I think he's primed for a bit of an extension. I think that might happen sometime this summer. We know Devontae needs an extension. I think that happens before training camp. All in all, it's good to see the guys back out on the field. Good to see some of the rookies get their first kind of taste, so to speak. And, you know, seeing guys like Josiah DeGuara out there running around, obviously he wasn't completely involved in the team stuff, but he was out there in a helmet running around and coming off that ACL injury. That's great to see. Blake Bortles sat out, apparently working through some kind of injury thing, but Jordan Love was out there. Gotta love seeing Jordan Love ripping the football. Every bit, every rep, everything, every single thing counts. And of course, Aaron Jones was in attendance yesterday. I want to give Aaron a shout out. Obviously, a lot was made about the passing of his father. It was asked about it a lot by the media. We obviously offer our condolences here at Cheesehead TV. And also want to bring up the fact that you, if you have a young one in your life who is in the Green Bay area, can attend his pro camp this July. Aaron is, as I've said often, a great dude, and we love the fact that he's back in Green Bay, and we've partnered with him for his pro camp, the Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp, mid-July. Go to aaronjonescamp.com. You can use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's in mid-July in the Green Bay area. Check it out. Aaron's the best. TheBomb.com. AaronJonesCamp.com. What's up to everybody in the comments section? Good to see everybody. What's next time we get reporters at OTAs? Next week. Basically one a week. How do I give Aaron Jones a hug? No doubt, man. Yesterday it was tough. Let me see. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh, I wanted to give a very special shout out to Jeff Smith. Jeff, what's up, buddy? Saying I don't say hi to you anymore. What's up, Jeff Smith? How you doing? How's life? How you living? Go Pack, go. There you go. How's that? Hope that placates you for a little bit. Sandy, good morning. I felt sad for 33. He's a super guy. He really is a good dude. No doubt about it. Nicely worded. R Abbas 15. You think McAfee taught Rodgers how to punt like that? Damn impressive. It was a all-time super punt on Monday night, no doubt. Sean, thank you for the super chat. What drill do you like to watch or take notice of when you're able to attend training camp? That's a great question. It's so funny because everyone gets jazzed for the one-on-ones. And for, I mean, I get it. You get a clear winner and a loser, right? It's delineated. I love the combo drill where they have the linemen working on pulling and their footwork and stuff like that. I love that. I think you get a real good sense of physicality and movement in one drill. I also love what the thing that Matt introduced when he came on board a couple years ago for the quarterbacks, where they have the double up of they have the pitch out and then they roll, like they pitch you know, the sweep, so to speak. And then they roll out, grab a football, an assistant throws them a football, and then they, on the run, grab the football and throw it. Just really a good chance to see the fluidity at the quarterback spot and, you know, just to see them working with the wide receivers. But yeah, the combo drill is probably my favorite. And I just love listening to Jerry Montgomery coach, the defensive line coach. We'll hear from him later today. We actually get all the defensive assistants this afternoon. Man, he's a great teacher. And just hearing him kind of coach up the defensive line at any point, really any of the drills, is great. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Chris Angel, I don't know what that means, but I'm with you, buddy, right there. Nothing but love. Heart emoji. Sure thing. I don't know. Tell me there's a chance to get Julio. Alex, there's a chance to get Julio. In hell. I'm kidding. Not really. I feel like people aren't realizing how special the Packers O-line is. They have some absolute studs. They do, but there's a lot of change. So I think that brings trepidation and maybe a little bit of reserve when it comes to how's it all going to work out. I understand that. You know, you go from Corey Linsley having an all-pro year to a rookie, no matter how good he's going to be. Yeah, it's cause for, you know, a little pause, a little concern maybe. But there he was, as we kind of expected, predicted. Myers was with the first team yesterday when the offensive line lined up. It was Jenkins, Runyon, Myers, Patrick, and Turner. And that's kind of what we've been talking about all offseason, kind of what we expected to have happen, and there it was on the field yesterday. Still a long way to go, obviously. Nothing set in stone. Doesn't mean a thing when it comes to start of training camp and where they'll line up. Maybe Bakhtiari's back by then, but that was the starting O-line yesterday. Can Don Hutson be considered the Babe Ruth of the NFL related to the time it took to break his records? Yeah, just a nicer guy off the field. Sammy, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Haven't really watched much from OTAs. How is the energy? I mean, look good. I mean, look, it's hard for me to gauge sitting here in New York City. But I tell you what, every kind of report slash update from camp sure highlights how energetic Joe Barry is. And I think that was a big part of the hire there, is trying to inject some life under that defensive side of the ball. But as far as energy on the practice field, it's hard for me to say. Anything on Alvin Jones? No, nothing. I know Aaron was asked about him yesterday, but it doesn't sound like anything's imminent. I'm having Carson Palmer flashbacks. I wouldn't. It's a very different situation. Trade Bakhtiari. Wait, what? And start Yosh at left tackle for the next 15 years. Oh, Connor, got it. All right. Now you see, at first it was crazy, but now it makes sense. Gotcha. So as we stand currently, Amari Rodgers, wide receiver one. I mean, yeah. Given what they were working with yesterday, apparently. Yeah, man, it's just funny. Like, Funchess and EQ, really? Really? You're going to sit out? Okay, that's a bold step, man. Can't wait to see how that works out for you. Checking in with an attitude of gratitude. What's up, Matt? How are you? Good to see you. Shout out to Tyler with the Cheesehead TV social game on point. Tyler's the man. We love Tyler. The crazy part is that Tyler, like, pitched us. Like, we were just sitting there with a crap Twitter feed, and Tyler was like, hey, can I do this? And we were like, yeah, sure. That was literally how it happened. Yeah, he's the man. Love Tyler. Can we talk about Dylan's quads for a second? For a second? We could talk about it for a minute. They are the size of Rodgers' torso. My God, man. Daniel, no lies told. No lies told. I'm excited for AJ Dillon. I can't hide it. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. As the Pointer Sisters so eloquently stated all those years ago, I can't wait to watch him trucking fools, especially in the winter. Oh, my God. It's going to be so lovely. How many players have workout bonuses? A lot, Jake. Many of them. Devontae does, and he's not there, so he said bye. But I actually asked Kenny about that very thing, and he was like, yeah, I got a workout bonus. I'm going to show up. That's a lot of money to leave on the table. Za'Darius has a pretty significant one. There's a lot of the guys that do. Jeezy Baby again. Thanks for the super chat. Do players get annoyed having to answer questions about AA, Ron? Probably. They're not going to say that, but yes, most likely. No doubt about it. It's not their place, you know. It's not their business. I'm excited for Josiah. So am I, Andrew. Mr. Englewood, thanks for the super chat. With or without Aaron Rodgers, the new breed of quarterbacks are here in the NFC North with Jordan Love, Fields, and Mons. We'll see how they work out. All very young, all a lot to prove. Certainly would suspect that they're, you know, looking to go in a certain direction, especially with the athleticism on display. The idea of maybe getting outside the pocket, the rollout game will be on point, but long way to go. Still the way to win in the league and will always be being able to play from the pocket at the quarterback position. And that's where all these young gentlemen will have to prove themselves. Andrew Ware, thank you for the super chat. It's a bold strategy, Cotton, on EQ and Funches. I mean, hey, cool, man. Rock and roll. I love it. Take your time, man. It's voluntary. The Amos interview was so bad in that regard. So many 12 questions. I mean, I'm of two minds. I get it in the sense of if you're a reporter covering the Packers, that is the biggest question. And you do want to get some color, get some idea of how it's playing in the locker room, etc. But yeah, there does come a point where it gets to be, okay, he's answered the question several times. Let's move on. But again, I understand the desire to get some kind of quotes out of a team leader, one of the veteran players on the team. Guys well respected in the locker room. I get that. Funches said on Twitter he wasn't there because it wasn't mandatory, and the mandatory stuff is coming up. Yeah, saw that. Just missed a whole year. Maybe want to get on, you know, get on the ground early with the program that you've never played in. Just, I don't know, little things like that. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. It's mandatory. Not mandatory. Mandatory is coming up on June 8th with the mini camp. So, yeah, we'll probably see him there. Hey, man, I'm just here to click that like button. John Wayne. Well, thank you, John Wayne. That was terrible. Funches only got 50,000 for a workout bonus. Cool. Do you hear horns in the background? Yeah, you do. My window's open and somebody's outside honking their horn. Welcome to New York. June 8th is coming. Yes, it is. Enlighten me when this Rodgers displeasure for Gutekunst came about. If not mistaken, after San Francisco championship game loss in 19, Rodgers praised him many times for going all in. Fast forward 1 year. Oh, it's about Jordan Love. I mean, look, everything building up to Jordan Love being selected certainly kind of like laid the foundation, but the selection of Jordan Love and then the outright kind of refusal at first after the season to recommit to Rodgers contractually, that's what's driving this. But the slights of cutting Jordy, the Kumaro thing, I think that's a little thing, but it all adds up. Van Pelt being let go, although that was a McCarthy call, it still represents the Packers. That all kind of builds up resentment for the franchise and blah, blah, blah. And Goody is the representative, the one making those calls for the most part. But then, yeah, he selects Jordan Love. And then after Aaron wins MVP and goes, okay, I want MVP. Show me some love. And the Packers went, nah. That was the beginning of the end as far as the relationship. And, you know, then there's a report. The reporting is, and I, you know, reporting I trust, that the Packers finally did kind of acquiesce and say, okay, here we go. Here's the deal. They still probably aren't going all in as much as Rodgers would want, but they were going to show him significant guarantees, etc. And Rodgers said, you know what? You. I still maintain we'll see him in July, late July, at some point, maybe early August, towards the beginning of camp. I don't expect him to show up for mini camp. I mean, that's chump change as far as what he'll be fined. It's like 50,000, whatever. Nothing. It's a sneeze for Rodgers. But you start to get to camp and you're missing $50,000 a day that cannot be excused or rescinded by the Packers. And then for preseason games, he's missing $860,000 per game. There's three of those, by the way. He'll be there. Ask yourself, what would Lambeau do? I don't know, Brandy. Probably go have a cigar and a beer. Any chance Rodgers is partially upset about the Packers' COVID protocols last year? I don't think so. I mean, we can search for stuff, but I don't believe so. I think, you know, the Packers were doing what the league mandated. Not much the Packers could do about it. And that's also, by the way, those protocols were collectively bargained with the union. If he's upset with anybody for that, it should be the union. But no, I don't think the COVID protocols play into this. Brian, thank you for the super chat. Love or Rodgers doesn't matter as long as I still get to eat my weight in Butterburger. Shout out to Stuffed Hash Browns at the Pancake Place also. Brian, that is outstanding. Yes, 1,000%. Right there with you, buddy. Brandon Miller, thank you for the super chat. Should we expect Slayton play nose with Preston or Dean and KC at 5-tech in base? I think Slayton is clearly a nose. I think there'll be a rotating cast of characters, so to speak. As far as Preston, I would doubt it. I mean, a lot of the kind of eyewitness accounts yesterday have Preston as looking really slim down compared to the last year when he came in pretty big. I don't think there's going to be a lot of moving him inside. I think he's going to be on the perimeter most of the time. Now, I do think, yes, Lowry could play down in there. Kenny has slimmed down a little bit, and he's going to be moved around, but I do think he'll play some, obviously, alongside Slayton. And I think Rashawn Gary is another guy who could kick inside. He's a bit, you know, obviously a bigger built guy than most guys on the edge, but they certainly show that they are not afraid to play him inside last year. I know it's a new scheme, but he can take advantage of those guards on obvious passing downs. Now, I doubt Slayton's in there on those obvious passing downs, but wouldn't surprise me to see Gary kick inside on early downs so they can get Preston on the perimeter. That's, you know, obviously a lot of this is dependent on what offense they're facing, what the matchups are, if they think they can take advantage. But yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of moving parts, guys moving up and down around Slayton, because God knows he ain't playing outside. B-Town, thanks for the super chat. Vacation greater than people. I hope he gets sunburned. Oh, come on. You're Aaron Rodgers. You're living your best life. Let him enjoy Hawaii with his fiance and his friends. Ain't no skin off our nose. I love this for him. He's living his best life. Go get it, son. It's great. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for not bringing up Jones' dad in your question. He clearly didn't want to talk about it. Does 12 get that there's constant turnover in the NFL? A lot going on there. First of all, you're welcome. I mean, I extended my condolences to Aaron privately. So there's no need for me to be performative about it on a Zoom call. But as far as 12 getting that there's constant turnover in the NFL, I have no doubt that he knows that. He's watched, you know, how many of his close friends be summarily dismissed by the green and gold, from Charles Woodson to Jordy Nelson to whoever. Yeah, I think 12 is aware. This certainly sounds like the way in which, the manner in which the Packers have gone about it. That is what is seemingly eating 12 up, although I have no idea. I'm just guessing. It would be nice to hear him say it. I'm really starting to get down on Funchess. No show last year. If anyone needs OTAs, it's him. He's never played a snap in a Packer uniform. I mean, I understand that. That's a human kind of response. I joke that, yeah, it'd be nice if he's there, but it's voluntary, man. I tell you what, if Corey Banky told me, okay, we're going to have all this work for you to do for Cheesehead TV, but you don't have to be there until a certain date, I'm coming on that certain date. That's just me. I understand. There's a very different situation. We're all individuals and we all make our own choices, but that's the choice I would make. Mm-hmm. Are the wide receivers that aren't there sending a message, or is it just exercising the voluntary part of voluntary OTAs? Blake, yet to be determined. It is interesting happenstance that they all missed. Who knows? They might be in attendance today when the media is not there. Maybe it's a boycott of the media. We don't know. Right now, I'm going to call it exercising their right to not be there because it's voluntary. If we get into next week and they're still not there, and then, you know, then they show up for minicamp, that's kind of tracks, right? But, you know, anything's possible. We'll see how it develops. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts? Lance, I am devoid of thoughts. I am empty. I'm an empty vessel. Dak Crispy Boy, what a handle. Thanks for the super chat. Is it true that Jordy Nelson was willing to come back for peanuts, but Gutekunst cut him anyway, and that this augmented Rodgers' supposed resentment? It is true that Jordy Nelson says, he did say immediately after being released by the Packers, that no effort was made to bring him back at a reduced rate, even though he would have been. Now, that's the key phrasing there. He would have been amiable to or open to coming back on a, you know, maybe not a veteran's minimum, but a very reduced salary. I can't find reporting that he literally said point blank to Gutekunst, I'll play for the minimum. But yes, Doherty has said that he would have been open to coming back on a reduced rate. And Gutekunst said, see ya. So this augmented Rogers supposed resentment. Yeah, I got to think it doesn't help. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Aaron made no bones about his unhappiness with the move and not considering bringing him back and moving on so summarily quickly without him. So much so that he was making jokes about it like a year later at the locker. I'll never forget. I made a joke because he said something about Jordy in a Raiders uniform or whatever. I think maybe it was before he signed, but you know, and Aaron said, well, I think it's too late for us to sign him now. And I said, oh, Aaron's trying to make a headline. Aaron kind of shot me a dagger look, but you know, he has made no secret that, that he was not a fan of that move. No doubt about it. So I got to think that certainly fills up some of that reservoir of resentment. Jeezy baby again. Thanks for the super chat. Rogers is showing up on family night, escorted by helicopter, guaranteed. Hashtag Rogers watch. Hashtag JamF. Hashtag X Live. I don't know what that is at the end there, but hey, man, I wouldn't put anything past him. He'll arrive like Favre did on the tarmac. It'll be a lot of fun. Welcome to the NFL. Your friends can go elsewhere. Kind of part of the deal. It's correct. It is kind of part of the deal. All right. I'm going to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Like I said, we'll hear from the defensive assistants later this afternoon. I will see what they have to say. Should be a lot of fun. In the meantime, please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.